At First Congo, we're always glad to see you, neighbor. Jake thought, the bean supper will be starting in an hour or so. They'll already be putting down the tablecloths and setting the places. Taped to the right of the door was a more startling message to the public. First Lovell Stoneham Church of the Walk-ins. Will you join us for worship? Sunday services, 10 a.m. Thursday services, 7 p.m. Every Wednesday is youth night, 7 to 9 p.m. Games, music, scripture, and news of walk-ins. Hey, teens, be there or be square. We seek the doorway to heaven. Will you seek with us? Jake found himself thinking of Harrigan, the street preacher on the corner of 2nd Avenue and 46th Street, and wondering to which of these two churches he might have been attracted. His head might have told him First Congo, but his heart... Hurry, Jake, Roland repeated, and there was a jingle as the gunslinger opened the door. Good smells wafted out, reminding Jake, as they had reminded Eddie, of Took's on the Kala High Street. Coffee and peppermint candy, tobacco and salami, olive oil, the salty tang of brine, sugar and spice, and most things nice. He followed Roland into the store, aware that he had brought at least two things with him after all. The Coyote machine pistol was stuffed into the waistband of his jeans, and the bag of arisers was still slung over his shoulder, hanging on his left side, so that the half a dozen plates remaining inside would be within easy reach of his right hand. 2. Wendell Chip McAvoy was at the deli counter weighing up a pretty sizable order of sliced honey-cured turkey for Mrs. Tassenbaum, and until the bell over the door rang, once more turning Chip's life upside down, you've turned turtle, the old-timers used to say when your car rolled in the ditch, they had been discussing the growing presence of jet skis on Key Wadden Pond, or rather, Mrs. Tassenbaum had been discussing it.